Edward Snowden is obviously in a talkative mood today, taking questions from anyone who can get through in an internet chat set up by Britain's Guardian newspaper. Questions like, what's your salary? Why did you go to Hong Kong? We'll link you at hereandnow.org. Meanwhile, reaction has been mixed to his latest leak. He revealed over the weekend that Britain's GCHQ agency hacked into diplomats' phones and emails at international conferences hosted by the UK and then shared that information with the US through the NSA. Of course, the same agency that Snowden revealed was collecting phone and internet data on Americans. That leak this weekend, of course, put pressure on President Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron at today's international conference hosted by the UK, the G8 summit in Northern Ireland. Siobhan Gorman of The Wall Street Journal starts us off today. Siobhan, senior Obama administration officials told NBC's Chuck Todd today that they are shocked to hear of the UK spying on diplomats at international conferences and then sharing that information with a U.S. agency. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know that this is particularly shocking. I mean, Britain has its own rules about spying within its borders, and they're different from the United States. I think that in this particular case, NSA's receiving that information wouldn't really be all that surprising, given that they would want any type of intercept information that would glean information about the plans and intentions of world leaders. That's a fairly common intelligence practice.
Right. Much as it was not all that shocking in Casablanca when there was gambling. And Chuck Dodd said that other officials are all saying everyone does this. We just saw the Chinese change hotels when they came to California to meet with President Obama.
Exactly. Yeah. I think they stayed at the Hyatt. They didn't want to stay where Obama was staying, even though it was probably a bit nicer there.
Yeah, because they thought they might be bugged. But switching then to the internet chat today, what more did we learn from Edward Snowden?
Well, as you mentioned, he did talk about his salary because that was a big subject of speculation, where he clarified that Booz Allen was not his top, the high point of his salary income.
Booz Allen, the company, the consulting company, yeah.
The consulting company, Booz Allen, which had pushed back on this notion that he had made $200,000. He said he was talking about the amount of money he had made at the height of his career thus far, which apparently was somewhere other than Booz Allen. I mean, he's talked a little bit about his concerns regarding programs, especially this PRISM program that has as its stated purpose targeting foreign communications. What he is raising questions about is the American communications that are all mixed up in those foreign communications that go through big companies like Google and Microsoft, saying that essentially the government isn't doing a great job of what they call minimizing or throwing away the American information that gets mixed up in there. He's saying that they aren't providing sufficient protections for American communications and, in fact, are actually hanging on to them for quite some time. Whether or not they actually look at them, they do have them in their possession.
Well, in fact, you talk about time. Was this the reference he made to the 5 years as opposed to we'd heard 3 years? Was that the government holding information or was that these social media companies?
My understanding is that the government is required to destroy the information after 5 years, but the issue that he raised was that you can actually obtain a waiver to hold on to it for longer than 5 years. That was one of his points that he was making.
Well, what else did he say about the high-tech companies? Because we know that since Friday, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Apple have been describing some of the data they've turned over to the NSA. Several thousand of requests for records in the second half of last year alone. Apple said around 10,000 accounts or devices were cited in those requests. Facebook said it involved around 19,000 individual Facebook accounts. What is he saying about, you alluded to it a little bit, about what tech companies, how honest they're being about what they're doing?
Well, what he said was that they're sort of carefully parsing their terms, and he suggests that they're being somewhat disingenuous in their responses. But what's interesting is that the tech companies have been pushing the federal government to allow them to release this type of information, which they have generally not been allowed to release. And so far, they've only been allowed to release kind of aggregate information. So the 9 to 10,000 requests are actually from all government entities. So that could be your local city requests to the NSA. So it's a huge range. They don't actually know what proportion of those were actually requests from the NSA.
Well, square that number that we're hearing of requests with some things we heard over the weekend. The Senate Intelligence Committee said fewer than 300 phone records of Americans were reviewed. I mean, a request is one thing,
but these are different programs. So when the tech tech companies are talking about their experience. They're talking about the so-called PRISM program, which is supposed to be targeting foreign communications, but in this case, they would be foreign communications routed through these companies, Google or Facebook, et cetera. The 300 requests has to do with the telephone records program, which is an entirely separate program. I mean, they feed off of each other, but they're different data points that they're dealing with. And so the 300 was saying that in 2012, they say they only searched 300 American phone numbers in this vast database of millions of American Americans' phone call records that they're holding on to.
And Siobhan, briefly, how weird is it that this accused leaker is having an online chat?
Well, the whole thing is kind of strange. I mean, most leaking situations that we've seen have been ones in which the leaker didn't particularly want to have a public persona. And so Mr. Snowden seems to be of a different sort of flavor of leaker. This is somebody who really wants to be associated with the information quite publicly and does seem to be doing things like putting together, you know, participating in a well-produced video, as we saw last weekend, or in this case, participating in an online chat. To some degree, it's sort of taunting the American intelligence agencies, saying, you know, here I am, you can't stop me. And, you know, but from another perspective, it does seem to be that he's also kind of trying to make the story about him, too.
That's Siobhan Gorman, intelligence reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Siobhan, thanks.
Thank you.